This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Made in Melbourne, for Australia and the world, Joy 94.9.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. Macca and my co-host, Nick Reese. Our next guest, and I'm not going to get this wrong, I'm going to try and get it right, is Steve Galagotis.
You got it right.
I got it right. Fantastic. Now, Steve is a Melbourne-based Ambulance Victoria paramedic, a digital creator and an activist for our community. He grew up in a migrant Greek family in country Victoria, played basketball, lots of sport. But Steve's an advocate for inclusivity, and he's using his awareness and his knowledge and his contacts to spread awareness for the queer community, and he sits on Ambulance Victoria's Diversity and Inclusion Council, and this is the part I really like. He lectures at the Alfred with the party program. Now, some of our members think, oh, there's a party at the Alfred. I didn't know about that. What time does it start? No. And that is the prevention of alcohol and drug-related trauma in youth. So, Steve, you've actually, oh, my God, you've been on Channel 9's Paramedics. You've been on the project, the ABC Morning Show, and Seize the Yay podcast. So, tell us. Oh, you've got a greyhound. Oh, my God. Jesus. So have I.
Do you?
What, like, what else do we need?
Look, I know. Lucy, my little Italian greyhound.
Italian greyhound. Yeah. So
miniature.
Miniature. But really brief, I love greyhounds. Does Lucy sleep a lot?
All the time.
And does Lucy roach, which is on the back, feet in the air?
Yeah, she does. And she's like a snuggle pot. Like, she follows me everywhere.
And does she groan and does she fart?
She doesn't actually fart that much. And she groans and doesn't bark.
Right.
So if you want something or she wants something, she'll groan.
Fantastic, fantastic. So tell us about the work, you know, being a paramedic, I would have thought that's quite enough to keep you busy.
It is a lot.
The work you do, you know, that you, on the Diversity and Inclusion Council with Ambulance Victoria, but also this party program at the Alfred, tell us about that.
It was put on hold due to COVID.
Yep.
But essentially, it was just high schools coming in and they have a nurse, a doctor, and then they run the kids through the actual trauma ward. So they tell a story about a patient. It's not made up. It's a real story. So it definitely hits home to the kids. And they tell them what to do in that scenario.
And so can I just ask, so in the trauma ward, obviously we've seen in road safety that's been a bit of some of the ads and sometimes magistrates saying to people they should go and visit a trauma ward. Is this part of it to actually understand what might happen to you if you engage in the wrong sort of behaviour or you're careless or whatever? What's the purpose of that?
The purpose of it is to know when to call for help,
right,
and know that when you do call for help, there is not going to be judgment and you're not going to get in trouble because
right,
there's a huge stigma associated with young kids that they don't know when to access help and how to do it properly and they think that they're going to get in trouble. And that's what we realise is actually harming our youth, is by not recognising in that chain of survival that they can make a difference. And most of this happens when their parents are away, accessing parents' medications, etc. The messaging, the key messaging is to know when to do something and
right,
how to do appropriately.
Right.
And I think the fact that they go onto the trauma ward and see what happens is the after effects, so it can last with them. So they know that this could be me, it could be one of my friends.
Steve, what's the trend in alcohol and drug-related trauma at the moment? Has COVID had an impact?
I think we've seen COVID have an impact in every facet of any workplace, any person's life, really. Everyone's got a story about COVID, and it definitely has had an impact on many people. I've just been shown the greyhound, and he's very cute.
I can't unsee what Macca has just shared with us here in the
studio.
Well,
you see, when greyhounds roach, they lay on their back, and their front paws bend down, but their back legs, they completely
splay.
So
for a full frontal view of everything.
Yeah, there's no shame. So in terms of showing people this is what it looks like, what's the feedback you get from folk about it? Does it hit home? Do they actually, they get it?
It definitely does. It resonates a lot with the kids and especially with the teachers. You think, you know, as grown adults that we know everything and know better.
Yeah.
And a lot of the feedback from the teachers even is, thank you so much. This has been invaluable for me even. So it's not just teaching the younger generation, it's teaching the older generation how and when to notice if someone is in trouble or needs help. And it's just basic life support, really, just putting someone on their side or recognising when to call for help early.
As a, and you can choose not to answer this because you may not be allowed to, as a paramedic, the impact that COVID has had on the availability of paramedics and the situations that they go into, I think we're probably at one of the worst times in the pandemic in terms of our health services. What do you think needs to happen, Steve, for it to get a little bit better and a little bit easier for paramedics? Obviously, you don't need to answer that if you feel uncomfortable, but what do you think needs to happen within the ambulance service to make it easier for paramedics in this COVID time?
Yeah, look, I'm only one person, so my opinion is, and Ambulance Victoria is not immune to COVID. Like, we're normal people from the community and we are all getting infected just as the community is. We are a reflection of the community because we work in the community.
Yeah.
What do I think that needs to happen to get better? Healthcare across the board. It's not just Ambulance Victoria that is suffering. It is everywhere. And it's a domino effect, unfortunately. Yeah. Once one goes down, the other goes down and you can see it. And once it rains, it pours in the healthcare system. Unfortunately, we're all under-resourced at the moment. Like I said before, we're not immune to this.
Yeah.
It's every facet of the healthcare industry at the moment that is suffering.
Are you, you know, as a healthcare professional, you know, when we're speaking to Brendan Crabb about mask wearing and stuff, and I'm a, you know, I have a nose spray that I use that's actually subject of a current clinical trial, heparin.
Yes.
To stop COVID in the snout or protecting. Do you think people really don't get it with COVID? You know, when you're out and about and you see, you know, whether it's as a paramedic, whether it's, you know, walking the dog, you know, do people not get it?
Some people are blatantly ignorant and they want to not believe that it's a thing still. And it's been around for so long. And we've seen this in many people. And then you have the other extreme where people are very careful and very cautious and very considerate. But there are a huge cohort of people that aren't doing the right thing and that are wasting 000's time as well.
That's a huge factor, isn't it?
And calling us for rats. Like, you need to save 000 for emergencies. We're at the busiest time.
You know the one thing you can't quarantine? Stupidity.
So, Steve, how much of your working week at the moment is being taken up transporting people to hospital who are suffering from acute case of COVID?
There is a huge portion of call-outs to COVID-19 cases. Some of them are mild, some of them are severe. When you log onto the truck, you never know what you're going to go to. Yeah, there are some days where you don't touch a COVID case. Well, that you know of. But there are other days where, unfortunately, it's just a huge day of COVID. And like I said, those severities change very often. But yeah, the majority of people that we see, unfortunately, are sitting in that moderate to severe. But there also is a huge portion that have a minor illness and haven't listened out for all the health news that has been excluded out to them. And, you know, people need to listen and they need to know when to call for help and when's the right time.
Now, I'm going to out you on something else here.
Yes, go.
You've got a bit of a passion of making homewares from limestone.
I do, yes.
That's You've a really done your research in this interview, Macca.
You know, so the question is, has Lucy had a food bowl made out of limestone for her? If she hasn't, why not?
Look, that's actually a really good suggestion. Maybe I'll do that. She has not.
She won't be able to push it because it'll be too heavy.
It'll be way too heavy. Although, limestone, once you shave it all down, it's actually quite light.
Yeah.
It's not too bad.
Look, Steve, it's been a pleasure to have you in the studio, and the work you're doing with Ambulance Victoria and also at the Alfred is really, really important. So thank you. You're welcome back anytime. You want to come and have a chat? And if you get into trouble, just blame me.
Okay, I will blame you. Okay. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks so much for joining us, Steve.
Cheers.
You are on Sunday Magazine, Joy 94.9 with Macca and Nick Rees. Stay with us.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.